All right, so you're ready to dive in. Today, we're going to take a look at this guy, Mike Kennedy. This guy, he was obsessed, like really obsessed with cornering the market on retro. We're talking about a whole bunch of business ventures, one after another, all thanks to this chapter we're looking at, going postal.
Sounds risky.
Risky is an understatement.
It's like a cautionary tale, you think?
Oh, absolutely. But also kind of inspiring in a weird way. This guy, Kennedy, he wasn't content with just one big idea. Oh, no, he had a whole notebook full of them. We're talking online auctions, streaming radio, even, get this, turning cars into personal broadcasting studios.
Okay, now my interest is officially piqued. Turning cars into, did you say broadcasting studios?
You heard that right. Well, let's rewind a bit. Back to the beginning of Kennedy's entrepreneurial odyssey. It all starts with an online auction site by the name of Game Gavel. Now, on the surface, it might sound like just another eBay wannabe.
Right, I can already see the headlines. Game Gavel, the eBay for gamers.
Exactly. But Kennedy, he envisioned something, well, bigger. He was dreaming of a whole Game Gavel network, a digital empire built specifically for us, the gaming community.
Ambitious. I like it.
That's our Mike. And to make this dream a reality, he went on a bit of a spending spree. One of his acquisitions was Retro Arcade Radio, bought from a collector named Peter Hirschberg. Imagine, if you will, tuning in to hear nothing but classic video game soundtracks all day long.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I could get down with that. Was this like a podcast or?
It was actually streaming through this service called Live 365. It was all the rage back in the day. But, and this is a big but, Live 365 itself was on shaky ground.
Uh-oh. That's never a good sign when the platform is wobbling.
Right. And that's where things get interesting. Live 365's struggles were actually a symptom of a much bigger shift happening in the music industry. Think about how many smaller players got completely steamrolled when those streaming giants like Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music, all those guys entered the scene.
Brutal. It's like the Wild West out there, digitally speaking at least. Adapt or die, right? Mm-hmm. Snooze, you lose.
And in this case, Retro Arcade Radio, it snoozed a little too hard. When Live 365 went belly up, the station went silent, even though a dedicated community member with the online handle UK Mike tried to keep the music playing on his own platform.
Dedicated fan base, though. That says something about the concept, at least.
It really does. But a little setback, like a defunct streaming service, that wasn't going to stop a guy like Mike Kennedy. Oh no, he was already cooking up his next grand scheme, AutoGab.tv.
AutoGab. Okay, you're going to have to explain this one.
Picture this. You're stuck in LA traffic, right?
Yeah.
And bam, inspiration strikes. Kennedy decides he's going to turn every single car into a personal broadcasting studio.
Hold up. What year are we talking about here? Because this sounds like it predates the rise of Twitch and all that. But...
Oh, absolutely. This was the Wild West of early social media, but on wheels. But that was Kennedy's genius, or maybe his downfall, always chasing the next big thing, even if the technology wasn't quite there yet.
So we're talking live streaming from your car, follower notifications. Was this even technically feasible back then?
Whether it was actually possible seemed secondary to the sheer audacity of the idea. He's out there announcing apps, features, even pricing before a single line of code's been written. Honestly, the whole AutoGab.tv thing felt very, how do I put this delicately, inspired by existing ideas.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Remember Passenger Seat Radio? That app where you could listen in on the conversations of taxi drivers. It had that same voyeuristic tune in to the unexpected vibe.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. But I gotta say, prioritizing the sizzle over the steak, that's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Well, about that. So we've got Kennedy, our resident visionary, still chasing after that used Game Dragon. You'd think after all those twists and turns with Game Gavel and AutoGab, he might take a step back, you know, reassess, maybe learn a thing or two from those experiences.
A little self-reflection never hurt anyone.
Right. But that's not exactly Kennedy's style, is it? This is a guy who thrives on momentum, on always charging forward into the next big thing. So instead of pumping the brakes, he slams down on the accelerator. He emerges full of that same infectious enthusiasm with not one, but two new ventures, EK Gaming, and for a hot minute there, MAG, short for Mail a Game.
Hold on, two at once. This guy doesn't believe in doing things by halves, does he?
That's our Mike. Always thinking big, always juggling multiple plates. And what were these revolutionary new concepts? Well, they were basically reimagined versions of Parcel Gamer, just wrapped up in shiny new packaging.
Okay, I'm sensing a theme here. Lots of repackaging, lots of new names, but are we seeing any actual innovation, any real change in his approach?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's one that continues to spark debate among those who followed Kennedy's career. Even his harshest critics would admit the guy had an undeniable talent for spotting potentially lucrative opportunities. He was clearly onto something with this whole used game market conundrum, even if he couldn't quite crack the code.
That's a fair point. He was ahead of the curve in a lot of ways, especially when you consider the state of the industry back then. This was still years before digital distribution really took off and changed the game entirely, so to speak. Back then, the used game market was a bit of a wild west, with publishers desperate to maintain control over their products and gamers clamoring for a more affordable and accessible way to buy and sell their games.
It was a recipe for disruption, that's for sure. And Kennedy, whether by design or by accident, was perfectly positioned to capitalize on that tension. It's almost like he was addicted to the launch, to that initial burst of excitement and attention.
It's a common thread we see with a lot of these serial entrepreneurs. The thrill of the chase, the allure of the next big idea, it can be intoxicating.
And for a while, it seemed like Kennedy had the Midas touch, at least when it came to generating buzz. But there's a big difference between generating buzz and building a lasting, profitable business.
Right, and that's where the rubber meets the road, or in Kennedy's case, maybe where the game cartridge fails to load.
Ouch, yeah, that's a painful but accurate analogy. So we've seen the rise, we've seen the, what's called the plateau, of Mike Kennedy's entrepreneurial roller coaster. But as with any good story, we need a resolution. Was this guy a misunderstood genius? A tech-savvy P.T. Barnum, or something in between?
Well, that's the beauty of this whole deep dive, isn't it? We've laid out the facts, the successes, the failures, the contradictions. Now it's up to you, dear listener, to weigh the evidence and draw your own conclusions.
Exactly. Was Mike Kennedy a digital age Don Quixote, tilting at windmills of his own making? Or was he simply ahead of his time, a visionary whose ideas couldn't quite keep pace with his ambition?
Perhaps a little of both, or maybe neither. That's the beauty of it all. There's no easy answer, no single narrative that neatly ties everything together.
And that, my friends, is where we leave you with more questions than answers, but hopefully with a newfound appreciation for the wild, unpredictable, and often perplexing world of entrepreneurship.
And who knows, maybe somewhere out there as we speak, another Mike Kennedy is busy cooking up their next big idea, ready to take on the world one audacious venture at a time.
And that's it for today's deep dive. We'll be back next time with another fascinating story from the world of tech, gaming, and everything in between. Until then, stay curious.